And that's why to only believe is not enough. Because the secret to manifesting methods, the secret to manifesting things, the secret to manifesting desire isn't to only believe, but it's how what you believe is joined together as one. It's because the desire that I have is already joined as one, therefore I believe. And that's why oneness is a teacher to walk in the end from the beginning of what I desire to create. Oneness is a teacher to teach me how to see what I desire, how to join what I desire. Oneness is a teacher that teaches me how to perceive, to hear, to think, to walk, to handle, to have inner talk, to have conversation with, to visit what I desire. From the end to the beginning. And because oneness is a teacher to walk from the end to the beginning, I do these things in rest, and I do these things in righteousness. Righteousness is more than right standing. Righteousness is how I bring out of oneness to manifest things. 2 Timothy 3 says, all scripture is given for the purpose of instruction in righteousness. How to feel, how to walk, how to bring out of you what's already in you. I'm so delighted when I found in scripture how Job said all of the worlds, plural, from beginning to end are in you, and that's how I have dominion. It's already joined to me as one. I don't call on the universe to bring me something. I already have what I need in me. So oneness has already joined desire. It's how I bring out of me what has already been put in me from the foundations of the world to manifest things. And because I'm already one, therefore I believe. The question is, how is what I desire manifested in oneness? In 1 John 5, we read that there are three things that bear witness. In the realm of the kingdom, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. that represents all of who they are. It is the words God in the Greek, the New Testament, which means the Trinity, three in one. And yet it represents all of the collective consciousness of who they are through their names. But in the most simplest form, how do they become one? The scripture below that same chapter in that same verse says they were joined together as one through blood, water, and the spirit of who they are. First, we see them mentioned, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Then we see how they are joined together as one. Through blood and water. And because they are joined together in blood and water, we see the spirit of who they are. Blood records what they desired. Blood sees what they desired. Blood creates what they spoke. Blood manifests through water, because blood is life. And it's out of the water that things are manifested in the spirit of what you desire. Therefore, what I desire in secret, I can see it in open. That's why desire is not enough to only believe. But it's through oneness, which is covenant. How a thing is cut, how a thing is shaped, how a thing is made, that is the teacher to all things of the joining together in oneness, to walk in the end from the beginning. Thank you for listening today and joining in these programs wherever you hear these in, and also to be a student of this particular teaching. I make available to you a study companion booklet with questions and answers to help you journal and prompt to practice these things that I'm sharing with you today. Steal away in the secret place to like, to share these same places where I'm coming to you today. Amen.